I was just welcoming everybody back and just saying thanks for being patient with us. And we know it's been about probably close to 2 months since we've really done a show. Shit just happens, you know. I had a lot of stuff going on in the summer. There weren't really too many big news stories. And then, honestly, the last few weeks, it's been nothing but technical problems. I've been trying to get us on the air since 9/11 to do a 9/11 special, just like we do every year. And for some reason, our servers decided to crash that day, and I couldn't get them to work until I think it was early this morning or maybe yesterday. I finally got the radio servers back up and working. So we can do our, I know it's a few weeks late now, but the main part of our audience mostly comes from 9/11 research. So we're going to go through a lot of 9/11 stuff today. We're going to touch on a few other things after. James Sloan will be joining us at 11. We don't really have a particular outline or anything for tonight. A lot of shows that we've gone into, we've kind of had a way we wanted to approach them, but we've done so many of these now. I mean, we could just wing this stuff, you know? I mean, we know this stuff inside and out. Not to say that we're know-it-alls or anything like that. I'm not trying to give you that impression. I'm just saying, as far as putting the show together, what I did for you guys, if you look in the chat right now, I'm going to drop a link. And that link right there, you'll notice it's also the same title as the page right next to the radio page. If you guys want to open that window also, while we're doing the radio page tonight, we're going to obviously be discussing a lot of evidence as far as photographic and videographic evidence. And since 9/11, in our opinion, and most of yours, I'm sure, was a big media hoax, that's a very important facet of what we're going to talk about. But we are going to talk about a lot of other parts of it, too. But you're going to need to follow along with that page because there's going to be a lot of clips we're going to talk about, and we'll walk you right through them, play them for you, show you exactly what we're talking about. You can share them with people and everything else. I kind of want to go all the way back and maybe just tell people how we even – now, this is going to be a little repetitive for some of you, but we do have a lot of new people. Our Facebook group was compromised. I should let everybody know. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's not some paranoia. About a week ago, I and just about everybody in the group, with the exception of like 3 or 4 people, and we have over 200, nobody's been able to post in the group. And I'm the admin. I couldn't even post to tell people to go to the new group. I couldn't comment. All I could do was edit the description, which nobody ever reads anyways. But luckily, we got pretty much everybody back in our new group. If you're not in our new Facebook group yet, make sure you get the link off us tonight. I'll make sure I drop it in the chat. Real quickly, what got me into 9/11, and I'll let Justin take over for a few minutes. My story's pretty brief, and you know, then we'll get deep into what we've uncovered in just a few short years. But about 3 years ago, I'm losing track now. Could be 2.5, could be 3.5. But about 3 years ago, I was watching a movie, World Trade Center, total propaganda movie. Nicolas Cage is in it. About the firefighters trapped under the rubble, and it's just put out there to get your emotions going, and it really is powerful stuff. Like, because if you watch that and you don't know that movies are out there to program you. You know, you watch something like that, you get emotional. You get behind the support of the government blowing up all these other countries because you think they buried all these firefighters underneath this rubble and everything. But when you go back and you look at the story, you know, which I did after, I wanted to look into 9/11 a little more after. I didn't doubt their story when I saw that movie. But what it made me do is give me more interest in 9/11. So I Netflixed 9/11. And then I came across some other movies like Loose Change, In Plain Sight, September Clues eventually. That wasn't on Netflix, though. At first, though, mostly Loose Change and In Plain Sight. Kind of followed that for a while. But the way the whole truth movement works is there's all these – you look at it like this. 90% of people are going to believe everything – they hear from the TV, the government, whatever. They're going to believe the official story. Maybe it's not 90%, but let's just say 90%. 10% of us actually look into things and know that they're full of shit, right? Now, out of the 10%, if they can successfully divide us into 25 different theories on what happened, and none of these groups can get along. How are we ever going to get anywhere? And that's what just about every single one of these people in this Ruth movement that you know of are there for. I'm not going to say there's nobody legit, because obviously I'd be calling myself a fraud. I'd be calling Justin a fraud. There's some legit people. But most people with a big name, most people, you know, with a well-produced show or anything like that, they're bought and paid for. It's not alternative media.
Obviously not us.
Yeah, obviously not us with our issues. But it's basically, it's mainstream media for people that know that there's something that's going on. You know what I mean? Yeah, they do give you some truths. All those people in the truth movement, as far as not just 9/11, as far as other things, they'll give you little bits of truth, but they'll give you truths about things you can find out Googling, you know, like GMOs and stuff like that. When it comes to like video fakery or 9/11, well, that's like taboo. That's what they're there for.
You have to echo on.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Hang on.
You know, another interesting facet is like now we have these, mass shooter things and everything. And, you know, and it's just like Brian's talking about. What is the first meme that the Alex Jones, the Mike Rivera's, etc. go to is the SSRIs, psychoactive drugs and depression drugs. And that's not to say that those aren't terrible for you, but, you know, we're dealing with events that are most likely faked or staged, and sometimes there's not even, a real person, that is the culprit or whatever. I mean, some of these things, it's really, just made up. So, I mean, you know, it's kind of like, it's gatekeeping on another level, on this. And, obviously, I do think that SSRIs needs to be pointed out, just like a lot of, just like with 9/11, the Building 7 stuff needs to be pointed out. So a lot of people aren't going to get, a lot of the deeper, if you're just getting into an argument with a straight-up sheep, yeah, I mean, it's good to bring up that stuff, but, to act like it's the entire truth, not dig any deeper, well, that's where I have a problem, with some of these things. But I was just noticing that today. Always, every time there's a, one of these so-called mass shootings, they always bring up the SSRI angle, and it makes you wonder, eventually, is that, if not, it's own little inside job to where, eventually, they can just say, hey, if you're honest, you can't own a gun, or, you can't do this, whatever the case may be. I don't know, I was just thinking about that earlier, though, and I don't know. Go ahead, Brian. I wanted you get back to what you're saying, but I just wanted to bring up that little example that
Cody. Yeah. No, absolutely, absolutely. And as we learned, and I know because I've been through some of the experiences with you personally, and a couple other people like James, who'll be joining us at 11, and just some other people in some of the bigger forums. It's like everywhere we go, once you start to talk about video fakery on 9/11, it's like everybody wants to shut you down. There is, there's all these different camps, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that. If you want to believe a directed energy weapon took down the building, or you want to believe it was HAARP, you want to believe it was a thunderbolt, a hurricane, Jesus Christ, you want to believe it was Satan, you want to believe it was an earthquake, you want to believe it was mini nukes, you have the right to your own opinion. You do. You have your right to your own opinion. But to vehemently attack any group of people in any of those groups, and without even looking at their evidence, and just attacking them the way they have launched, they have all ganged up on, not all, because there are some groups that fall into this category, but most of the groups out there attack what they call no-planers or the no-plane theory. And we're going to get a lot into that, and we're going to show a lot of video evidence and picture evidence of that after our first break, which will be coming up in probably about 5 or 10 minutes. But what I wanted to say is that's something that they've made it. People like Alex Jones, for example. Okay, I used to be an Alex Jones fan. I'm sure a lot of you guys, when you first woke up, used to be. he seemed like the leader of the truth movement, or the self-proclaimed leader of it. He was the big voice of it, obviously. I mean, there might be a couple other people up there, but he's in the top three for sure. Okay, so, yeah, I do. Especially when it's not a truth movement at all. So, you know, his main agenda, though, is to attack no planers and hide the fact that, I mean, he has plenty of agendas. They use him for, they use him for every event. But I'm talking about with 9/11, his main agenda is to keep you away from looking at the video fakery and attack anybody that talks about video fakery, anybody that talks about no planes on 9/11. You can't even go in his group with, like, you know, this 500,000 people. I go in there all the time to fire him up. I go in there and start posting pics that they just can't, they can't even rationalize and give me one decent explanation ever as to how an airplane can be stuck halfway in the building and there's no debris falling off and there's no hole in the building. And they'll just cuss you out and say you're a fucking whack job and this, that, and the other thing. And they just ride as jock. I mean, I don't know who else to say it. They're a bunch of Jones jock riders. You know, even theories that sound way out there, like, let's say, the Judy Wood one, for instance. And I had a few run-ins with her. We'll talk about that later. She's definitely not a trustable person. Definitely not an ethical person. That's for damn sure. But I gave her theory a very good long shot, as far-fetched as it is. But, you know, in today's world and technology, who knows, you know? They could have a weapon like that. Sure. You know, it doesn't mean they used it, but sure, they could have something like that. So I looked at it, and I watched like 4 or 6 hour presentations, and there's no, it's just so boring, and there's no proof of anything. It's just all speculation. So, you know, we did a lot of digging into 9/11, into areas that, and we can't take all the credit for it, because there were a lot of other people on different forums that were doing the same. Many before us, many after us, many with us, whatever. But we were very involved in it. And we started to look at other things before we even really started to realize the media fakery aspect of it. We kind of started to look at the victims, and just a lot of different things weren't adding up. Like, for instance, you know, they have a thing called the Social Security Death Index. Okay, I'll just mention this real quick, because this is something that people will not answer for you. Regular sheeple will not answer this for you. They will avoid this question. Ask them it. I guarantee you, they'll come up with the stupidest answer you've ever heard. Ask them why over 2,500 names from 9/11 are missing out of the death registry.
Oh.
We have a caller, Justin. I'm going to throw him in, all right? Not to cut you off. Caller, you're on Dose of Reality Radio. Hello? Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Not bad.
What's going on? You have a question? You have a question? Comment? What's up?
How you doing, Mike? I'm doing good. Sorry I got in late, but
the actual feed, if you look to the right of the chat box, you see where the chat box is?
I think so, yeah.
At the right of the chat box is two links. It says doseofreality.listentomyradio.com.
Gotcha.
You see it? Okay, is that all? Did you want, you have anything you want to say on the air, or you just wanted to get the link?
I want to get the link, but, you know, I don't know if you guys covered what you know about the radar data from, who's that guy?
Or something like that.
Was it Griffith? Oh, yeah, Richard Hall, yeah.
Do you have any background on that guy? I know he put some YouTubes out there that seem kind of compelling, but
Not really. I think with the radar data is basically once we get through to showing you what they actually showed us on the footage, like some of his radar data. Like I had Jim Fetzer on our show for a while. I had him on once, and I was on his show once, and he brought up Richard Hall, and he tried to say that Richard Hall said there was a plane that did fly towards the towers. As I was trying to explain video fakery, Fetzer was trying to describe it as holograms, and that Richard Hall's study said that there was a plane 1,400 feet to the right of the towers, and it was cloaked and invisible. I'm not really buying any of that. You know, I can't go by, you know, at some point you got to go by something, okay? I know that. I can't go by official government reports, especially when it's coming down to the airplanes that don't have any black boxes. We're gonna trust their radar reports and shit. No way, you know? And then when you look at the imagery that they're showing us, and if we can, you know, to ourselves prove that the imagery that we're seeing of the planes hitting the towers is fake, then why is that? Why is that? We need to question everything else. If there's fake images of the towers in the plane, why would they even be real radar data? It'd just be fabricated. You know what I mean? That's just kind of, that's what common sense tells me. And if you don't agree, I'm not saying you don't have common sense. I'm just saying that's what it tells me. You know what I mean? If you can, and I said this to somebody the other day that was arguing with me. They were like, oh, well, what about the witnesses, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, you don't think witnesses can be paid off to say they saw that plane or something? And I'm like, you're going to believe a stranger in front of a camera over your own eyes and your own logic. And the person said, yes. And I was just like, okay, I guess I'm done talking to you. I don't know what else to say. Yeah. Fetzer was saying it was a cloaked, invisible plane. I even said to him, I said, like a Klingon vessel. And he started laughing. He's like, yeah, like a Klingon vessel. And I'm like, so not only was it cloaked so it was invisible, it was also stealth so it was silent. Because I asked him, I said, well, wouldn't the people that were below notice the difference in the sound of a plane a quarter of a mile to the right? I know planes a quarter of a mile isn't a big distance, but when you're only 90 stories up or 80 stories up and a plane's 1,400 feet to the right, you can tell the difference in the sound. You know what I mean? So that's when he was like, oh, well, it was stealth. And I'm like, so this cloaked stealth plane through a hologram through a crowded skyline while it was doing 500 miles an hour, and that's their story. That's their corroboration.
Let me interrupt you.
Yeah, go ahead. Take over.
The main reason why the hologram thing has been popular is because they have to appeal to the thought that there was witnesses, you know, and that so many people supposedly saw these planes.
Good point.
But, you know, that's, if it comes down to it, I mean, if you think about it, you know, how do we know to believe, you know, why should we believe the so-called witnesses there? You know, obviously the Truth Movement doesn't believe them at the Pentagon, doesn't believe them in, Shanksville.
And many have been discredited already. Many of the witnesses have been discredited, so how can you take for anything to say with a grain of salt?
So, I mean, that's the main thing. I mean, as far as Fetzer, we all agree the crash physics doesn't work. You know what I mean? As far as, you know, but I mean, they're Richard Hall, Fetzer, a couple other people, they're looking for something to say, well, hey, this person saw a plane, this person, you know. And, I really haven't come across anyone that I trust that, you know, says they, you know, that I believe that they actually saw it. You know, I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Guys, we can just use some common sense. I mean, if you guys can, open up that other page, whether in a new window or a new tab, the one that says 9/11 anniversary 2012. I put the link in the chat. And it's also right next to the radio link at the top menu bar of the website. If you open that up, I've got all these images, and I mean, just look at some of these images of Flight 175 going into the South Tower. Like the first one is from the Herzakhani shot, the CNN one, That's the first one that they showed us. They showed us later. I don't remember if it was that evening. I think it might have even been 2 days later. The plane's halfway in the building, and the plane's made of aluminum. The building's steel and concrete. First of all, the plane should be shearing apart. But let's just say because of the speed, because some people will say that. Let's just say because of the speed, the aluminum can penetrate the steel and concrete, which is crazy. But let's just say it can, right? How can anything go through a wall without making a hole? Anything. A baseball, your fist, a baseball bat. If I got up right now and punched my hand through the wall, is the hole in the wall going to appear like 8 seconds later, 20 seconds later? No, it has to be instantaneous. And just look at that first shot on that page, you guys. Look at the still of the Herzakani shot. It looks like Legoland. I mean, look at the jagged edges on the smoke. Like, it's just, it's so horribly fake looking. And there's other ones too, like the Jennifer Spell one is ridiculous. And I'm gonna bring that one up too. I'm gonna have to dig it up because it's not on the site right now, but that's one of our better ones where the plane is like 80% of the building. It looks like a cardboard box. Okay. It doesn't even look like a building. There's no hole. And in all of these videos where the plane is impacting the tower, it looks like the towers have no definition to them. Like, there's no windows, there's no reflection. It's very CGI looking. And one clip that's not analyzed as much as the 175. One more thing with the 175 is they even further doctored it, and they made a documentary called The America Remembers DVD. And when that came out, they showed the Herzakani clip again. And they redubbed the audio and had, like, two Arab-sounding guys in the park. What is it, Battery Park, Justin, behind the South Tower?
Yeah.
So they're in Battery Park, and they dubbed in extra audio for dramatics that says, oh, my God, a plane just hit the building. And this is stuff you guys can all check out for yourself. And any of the images that, like, we have up on the sites that people might think are questionable, or any of the videos, you guys just got to do the homework. There's no reason to distrust us. If you find something that's a wrong piece of evidence or has been doctored and we didn't know, let us know. We'll take it down. No problem. But we've scoured through the archives, the TV archives and everything, and the video clips, and made sure that those, you know, anything we put up is what was actually aired on TV. And you cannot find an image of the plane. How about the Evan Fairbanks image of the plane 175 hitting the South Tower? And he's sitting below on the curb, and there's a plane, you know, 1,000 feet above his head. And he doesn't even look up at the noise of the jet. And he looks up like 3 or 4 seconds after it goes into the tower. It's just total bunk. And then we could do this on almost on every impact video. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. It happens a lot. I mean, there's 5 or 6 good images or videos where you can see the plane a good 40 or 50% or more into the building, and there's no hole. Now, I don't want to hear about 2001 technology. Okay. I had a $200 camera in 2003, and my pictures were 10 times clearer than the resolution on some of these things. And the slow shutter speed is still not going to make the airplane be halfway in the building, but there'd be no hole in the building. This isn't David Copperfield, okay? That's a bad special effect. There's no other way to say it. And then, if you still are kind of on the fence about the video fakery, okay, then prove to me there were planes. Prove to me there were planes. So there's no plane parts anywhere except for, like, an engine that doesn't even fit the plane that was supposedly in the air, and it's on the sidewalk underneath the scaffolding. It supposedly fell 90 feet or whatever, or 90 stories, hit the pavement, barely put a friggin' dent in the pavement. There's not even a pothole. And all the other evidence supposedly vaporized. First time in history, vaporized. So now we're back to Star Trek again. I like Star Trek. I don't got a problem with it. I just don't think Star Trek's what happened on 9/11, okay? So we got Klingon vessels throwing holograms, according to Fetzer. We got airplanes and people vaporizing for the first time in history. And never in the history as aviation have the FAA, lost the black boxes, ever. And on 9/11, they lost all of them. I'm gonna make one more point, and I'm gonna let Justin take over for a little bit. I need to. I don't think that they did. I don't think they found the black box, because I think what the couple was two plays were registered to fly and two weren't. I don't think they found any black boxes. I could be wrong, though. I could be wrong on that. But, you know, even if they did, you know, what's really on them? But anyways, one more. I want to make two more points, and then I'll let you take over. 19 Arabs taking over four airplanes. Think about it. You got an average of 60 people per plane. That's what it averaged out to. It was like 240, 260 people, something, four planes. Each plane wasn't even close to capacity. Very weird for planes flying from Boston to L.A. I don't know. I would think that's kind of weird. But, you know, whatever. Okay, using all that fuel to just move that many people. But anyways, so you got 60 people per plane, four hijackers. Now, if you're hijacking a plane, first of all, a box cut is not very threatening. You're not going to carjack me with a box cutter. But let's just say everybody's scared of box cutters, all right? You got four hijackers on a plane. Obviously, they're not strapped in. They're walking around securing the plane, making sure people stay in their seats, watching the cockpit, watching the back, watching the stewardesses, doing whatever they're doing, holding their post, right? Why wouldn't a pilot, knowing all the passengers are buckled in, do a simple barrel roll and knock all these guys off their feet, and then people would get up and bury them? I mean, wouldn't all four pilots think of that?
I don't know that a barrel roll is that easy in one of those.
Not a whole barrel roll, but a tilt.
Four guys with a box cutter is not going to stop me, and I tell you what, I'm just going to, I'm not trying to sound like a tough guy, you know, but I'm, you know, 6 foot, 300 pounds, and I'm going to just rush the guy. I'm sure there was people, you know, there's some of the people in those pictures look like they're pretty big guys. Someone like Brian even is a smaller guy, but he's in shape, you know. You get two or three people, and a lot of those people were military, you know, or military contractors. I just find it hard to believe that any middle.
What's that?
Justin, you there?
Once people realize that they're being, you know, hijacked. You're not gonna let three or four guys take over a plane with box cutters. It ain't gonna happen.
No, it's not gonna happen. And you guys really think, not only would it not happen once, that's an insult to pilots to think that they wouldn't defend the plane and defend their passengers. Because I know, you know, I'm not a military guy, obviously. I don't believe in a hell of a lot of what our military does, but I do believe there are some definitely decent people that join up that have no clue, obviously, you know. And I think a lot of the pilots are probably very good guys and would go the extra mile to defend their passengers and make sure that they don't get hijacked. You would think that if they know how to tilt the plane and knock four Arabs off their feet with all they have is box cut. Dude, if you tilt the plane and knock four guys with box cutters off their feet, they're probably going to drop the box cutters. You could smash them with a laptop, dude. You don't need anything extravagant. You get out of your seat and hit them over the head with a Samsung laptop. You know what I mean? And you got 60 people. Let's say 30 of them are guys. Even some of the women, you know, some of the girls I know would do something. That's for sure. Even if only the 30 guys did, that's 30 guys on four Arabs. So none of that happened on any of the planes. All four friggin' planes, they let get hijacked like that. And then, okay, our evidence at Shanksville is a puff of smoke from one picture from a lady who says she dropped her camera and couldn't take any more pictures. And then our evidence from the Pentagon is they hide 85 cameras so you can't see what really happened. And then, not only that, impossible maneuvers of making a 757 come down, skim the grass, and hit the face of the building without even, like, ripping up the lawn is just absolutely preposterous. Justin, you got anything you want to add to the planes before I start to get into the victims a little bit? We'll probably take a break, then we'll get into the victims.
I mean, it's just as far as what we're saying, let's let's talk about the Pentagon real quick. You know, the fact that this guy supposedly couldn't even fly a Cessna was able to pull a, you know, 360 stunt, pull pretty much a 360, according to the official story, and come back and keep the plane up in the air long enough to hit the bottom of the side of the Pentagon. It's one of the most heavily, you know, photographed. Never mind. I'm sure there's surface there, missiles there as well.
Of course.
The whole physics of the plane there. You know, I mean, it's just, I don't know.
And there's no evidence again. There's no evidence, and everybody vaporized again. Guys, when are people going to just even use a little common sense and look at, like, I'm not an expert in cremation. I'm not an expert in steel. I'm not an expert in kerosene.
Can't hear you that well.
Oh, I don't know why. How about now?
Yeah,
I don't know why. My mic, maybe I need a new mic, because I boosted mine all the way up. I'll talk a little louder. I'm not an expert in kerosene. I'm not an expert in jet fuel. I'm not an expert in all these things. But you know what? When I know that kerosene burns off at 1600 degrees, which means it like evaporates, well, how the hell does it melt the steel columns of a building and make it collapse in less than an hour when it takes almost 3,000 degrees to melt steel? Yeah, people argue it will start to bend at lower temperatures, but you're still not even approaching those temperatures. And if it starts to bend, how's it going to so uniformly collapse? I mean, it's all absolute, absolute, absolute bunk. And I'm going to make one more point, and then we're going to take a quick break. And then we're gonna get back into it. Does anybody in the chat have any questions about the no planes? Any arguments? Any arguments to it are welcome. I mean, we'd love to debate it. If you have something that, you know, you think this proves it, then Justin, why don't you take over me for 1 second here and just relaunch on the server? And we are back on the air right now, guys. Here's what we're gonna do. Thanks for sticking with us. We're just going to take a quick 5-minute break. We're just going to play a quick song. We'll be right back. We're sorry we dropped out for you in a second. That won't happen again. I just got a crappy internet connection tonight. But we'll be right back. You listen to the Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely, Justin Cook, and pretty soon we will be joined by our third host, James Sloan. And we'll be right back after this song.
Take another dog to be able to hear my silent screams. devil got a hold on me, and he won't let go. I can feel the Lord pulling, but he moving dead slow. Let him know that amidst all this confusion, some of us may do the winning, but we all do the losing. It's just who does the truth. Keep you going up and down. What have you been proof? Just that you a fucking clown. Risking to the fortune, but never spoke on it. Let's know that deep down, you really don't want it. I'm afraid of the chance of being a child with a father. For a talent, being able to survive. But it's hard. I'm better for the high beams of life. Keep my dreams in strife. That's why I hit these motherfucking streets tonight. Come on.
Everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. Sorry about the little technical glitch before the break. I figured we were going to go to a break anyways, and I dropped the connection, so I figured I'd just take it then. Everything should be all set now. If anybody's having any trouble hearing us, just let us know in the chat. I don't see anybody complaining they can't hear us. So if you guys do have a problem with the stream, we don't mind taking calls. I can hold a few calls as long as you have a mute button. You know, you can call in direct, and I'll leave you in the call, and I'll leave you muted. But you got to promise to stay muted until I tell you to unmute, because I don't have the means here to do it. Justin, are you back? Okay, Justin will be right back, guys. A little more into the no plane theory, and then we'll get into some other things. Now, the no plane theory is something a lot of people won't even touch until later on. So if any of you guys are beginners at 9/11, we might already be turning some of you guys away. And that's a shame. Take with an open mind, okay? Stop thinking with your emotions. Oh, those poor people on the plane. Or, oh, I saw it on TV. Oh, I saw it on TV live doesn't mean anything, okay? Because let me tell you something. All they have to do is pre-record a goddamn video, and all they have to do is put a live banner on it, and you'll believe that it's live news. It's that simple. It's that simple. And before we get into the victims, because this is a very, very touchy subject, while we're still on the no plane thing, Justin, you would agree that it's kind of odd that it's okay to be a no plane for Shanksville. Many people are a no plane for the Pentagon, but if you're a no plane for New York, you're just batshit crazy. I don't think he's quite back yet, but your listeners can hear us. So if you're a no plane for New York, they call you batshit crazy. Oh, what about all the thousands of people that saw the planes? Blah 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 blah. Listen. Okay, I don't live in New York. I live in Lowell. Small city, 150,000 people maybe. If an unexpected plane does 500 miles an hour over my city and hits a building, and I'm not ready for it, okay, most likely I'm not going to see it, you know? So the fact that there's not, you know, it doesn't have to be thousands and thousands of people reporting that they saw a plane. They just need a few hundred witnesses that they can hire off the street, a few hundred bums, and it's not a big deal at all. You know what I mean? It's the easiest thing to do. A lot of the people that have called in, that called all the networks, worked for the networks. And when I say a lot, I'm talking over 90%. Almost all of them turned out to be producers, executive producers, wives of producers. These are all the people that called the networks. They were all in on it. And then I'm going to ask a basic logical question. Justin, are you there? Justin, you want to?
Yeah, I'm here. Just having a...
Okay. Okay, sorry about that. Listen, so everybody, guys, listen to this logically. Just give me a logical answer. If you can give me a logical answer, we'll debate it further. I want to get to the truth. If what I believe is wrong, please lead me the right way, okay? If 52 people, like I said, I live in Lowell. If a plane does 500 miles an hour into a building unexpectedly, I probably won't see it. If I'm in New York City, there's a really good chance I won't see it because there's so many goddamn tall buildings in the way. Okay? It's the most crowded skyline around. Okay? It's not that absurd that people might not see an airplane. So they could easily pull this off. Just put some explosions up and put some airplanes on TV. You know what I'm saying? It's really, really, really not that hard. The other point I wanted to make is this, okay? We did a lot of looking into the victims, okay? We've done more digging than the sheeple would like to give us credit for. They think we're batshit crazy. Oh, how could you disrespect the dead? Blah, 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 blah. Few key points I want to make. One of them, why the F are there photoshopped victims in the memorials? There's two official memorials. Well, two to be considered the more official ones. The Voices of September 11th, I believe it's called, and the CNN Memorial. And there are clearly victims in there, and we have a few examples on that page that I just showed you. I'm not so sure about some of the firemen ones now, and I will recant a couple of them. But if you look at, like, Elizabeth Wino, the other woman below her where her hair doesn't change at all, but just the background does and turns completely white, those are Photoshop pictures. Now, if your family members died in 9/11, especially in this day and age, why in the hell would you let the newspaper Photoshop pictures of your family members? You would send them extra pictures, or they would ask. That's so rude.
Who's the guy also that said, we got to be out of the water, Brian.
Oh, sorry.
Said something like,
Oh yeah, there's one of them, there's XF data, which is embedded in the photos, okay? It's embedded in his obituary is already written in the photograph of him, like 8 or 9 months ahead of time, and what flight he's gonna die on and everything. It's all up there on the site. So then you start to really, you can't ignore these things, okay? So let's look into it. Why are there Photoshop victims and why are there fake images of airplanes? Well, common sense would tell you maybe there weren't real airplanes and maybe there weren't real or maybe some of the victims weren't real. Why else would there be fake ones in there? So we start to dig into the victims and this is public domain. This is public access. Anybody can get this. So people that tell me, oh, you don't have access to, that was one of their arguments the other day. Oh, you don't have access to that. You're full of shit. Social Security Death Index, okay? You can look up any person that's died. I want you guys to all try it. Try it on a small scale. Take 10 family members of yours, God bless their souls, take 10 family members of yours that you know are deceased, enter their name in the Social Security Death Index, and you will get 8 or 9, maybe even 10 of them to come back with results, where they died, how old they were, etc. Now do the same with...
I got about 35 out of 36 of my friends.
Yeah, 35 out of 36. That's like, how much of a percentage is that? You know, that's like close to 300%. I mean, it's just, well, I mean, you can't be more than 100%, but... It's like over 99%. I mean, it's just so high, you know. If you do with 9/11 victims, you'll be lucky to get 1 or 2 out of 10. How is that possible? And it's 12 years later. And one more point I'd really, really like to make is there's 2 points. Justin, I'm sorry. I'm going on and on here. Two points I really want to make here. And I know you want to elaborate on one of these. Is, okay, so you got 52 people that somehow caught a 500-mile-an-hour plane unexpectedly on their video camera. Sounds kind of impossible, but let's just say it could happen. It's a busy city, a lot of people, a lot of cameras, a lot of tourists, right?
In the skeptics idea, people are watching it.
Yeah, absolutely. But, okay, so you're telling me out of all 52 people, all 52 of them decided to not film the street and film the people leaving the towers. All 52 of them decided that's not a good shot to get. And then you're also telling me that every reporter in the media capital of the world wasn't hopping over barricades or whatever the hell the police set up around the towers to try and get that shot. Nobody got it. And all the news choppers that they have in New York, nobody got any video of people exiting the towers. And we got fake videos of jumpers. They've been proven fake. There's ones where that are photoshopped and flipped and reused. There's other ones you can tell are photoshopped because if you blow them up, the resolution on the guy in the foreground will be much different than the resolution in the background. And that can't happen when you blow up a picture. The resolution has to stay the same. They're photoshopped pictures. And not only that, all these people are squeezing out of 3-foot friggin' windows. 3-foot windows. That's an estimation. But they look like 3-foot windows. And the World Trade Center had all 6-foot windows. 6-foot friggin' windows. And my last point, and then I'll let Justin rant for a few. And yes, Justin C75, we know the towers are partly hollow. We're definitely going to get into that. That's you. Okay, good. All right. Sorry. The other point I wanted to make, right, every day, right, when you guys wake up or whenever you get on Facebook or whatever, what do you see? You see a bunch of stupid shit, honestly. You see a bunch of memes. You see people's pictures of people's cats. People with a picture of dog. I put pictures of my dog. You know, whatever. People put all kinds of stupid stuff, right? On every 9/11 anniversary, how many times have you seen a video of Uncle Johnny that died in the towers? Or a picture of my brother Jimmy that died in the towers? Or a picture of my brother-in-law that died in the towers? Or a video of my son when he used to play soccer before he was a young businessman in the towers? How many of these things have you seen? I haven't seen any! Any! And I live in Boston. Justin lives in Connecticut. We're not that far from New York. We both have, you know, some ties there. These things get passed around all over the world, just like this show does, obviously. You don't see any of it. We've got no images of any bodies being pulled from the rubble, okay? So, I mean, you guys tell me what's going on here. Is it really that crazy? And I know we're moving fast here. I mean, we're in the first hour, and we're already talking no planes, and we're already talking, now we're talking no victims. And I want you guys to think about that for a minute. Justin, do you want to ramble on for a minute, or do you want to take a break and come back and ramble on?
No, I'll just talk for a second.
Go ahead.
No reason to really take a break yet. I think we might as well go on.
Yeah, go ahead. I need to get a drink. Go ahead.
All right, go ahead. Michael actually posted something in here, and it says preparing the WTC for destruction. And what that is, that's a picture from if you're in the chat right now, click on it. It's the link. This is Conspiracy Cafe. That right there is from the group of art students that occupied the towers on the 91st floor from law school. Now they did this weird thing on there where they actually went outside of the top. This is I'd say eight or 9 months before, and they actually took a picture. They had a helicopter fly by and took a picture, of the city that they made, you know, this, they removed the window and put this structure outside the window and supposedly had a camera fly by, I mean a helicopter fly by and took a picture of themselves ass naked at 6:30 or something like that in the morning. But the picture is, this is from the book that they released, the Gelatin and the Bee Thing book, and a few people have got copies.
Yeah, it's the $400 book, most expensive book in the world.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I mean, there's not a lot of you know, copies of it, you know. And it actually shows that what looks like some of the core columns were missing, and even some of their... Some of what they said was pretty cryptic. You know, things like you know, on the outside it looks so.
Oh, they showed throwing people out on fire.
What's that?
Didn't they show throw people out on fire? I think they did in one of the pictures. I think they might have. They at least had a balcony going out the window. I could have sworn there was one with somebody being thrown out with fire. But you could see that the floor was completely stripped. And on top of that, we also have images of the towers when the towers were allegedly completed. And 2 years later, we have images of the towers where you can see clear through them. And they are on that page. Go to that page that I left you guys. It's right next to the radio link. Look at the picture of the hollow towers. The whole top half of them is completely see-through. And we got a hold of the occupancy report, and the two companies that lost the most lives on 9/11, allegedly, Cantor Fitzgerald and Marsh McLennan, claimed 44% of the lives. And they occupied, allegedly, those floors, and were allegedly already on those floors at the time the picture was taken. But at the time the picture was taken, you can see clear through it. They weren't on those floors. So it's a complete lie. And another coincidence, if you want to call it a coincidence, is the elevators don't access those floors. Well, that's rather odd. The elevators don't access the impact zones, which happen to be hollow, which happen to claim most of the lives. I don't know. A lot of shit's not adding up. And you can get that picture from Lyra.com. It's not a conspiracy site or anything. It's like it looks like a pretty big, I don't know what you would call it, but people that take on huge projects and buildings like the World Trade Center and stuff like that. It's like a huge architectural website or whatever. And, you know, you can get those pictures off of there. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And there was also that book written by Eric Darton about how, you know, after the 93 bombing, they relocated 50,000 tenants they relocated out of the World Trade Center because the buildings were kind of ugly. People didn't want to stay there. And there was James Sloan is calling. Let me add him into the group call right now. James, you're in the group call. So a lot of the people would be you know, they moved 50,000 tenants after the 93 bombing out of the Trade Center. You know, and a lot of people don't even pay any attention to that. We're just told 50,000 people working there. Oh, there are, you know, all the buildings crumbling down. 3,000 people are dead. They never mentioned that 50,000 people moved out of there. They never mentioned to you that there was a subway that ran underneath it that brought 300,000 to 400,000 people a day through it, and a subway that would come up through the lobby out of the World Trade Center. Now, these people are restricted from certain floors anyways on the elevators, right? Now, people coming through the World Trade Center and coming through the train station there, right, the subway, what are they going to look like to you?
Yeah, I know.
And what time are they going to come? They're going to look like normal business people because they're in the financial district of New York, and most of them are going to be coming on those trains during business hours. And it's going to make the building look like a busy, bustling, hustling building. James, welcome to the call. Have you been listening for the last hour?
Yeah, I have.
Anything you'd like to add? Anything we moved a little fast through the no planes and right into the no victims, and you know, I wanted to get more into the COINTELPRO later, some of our personal encounters, and you know, a whole bunch of shit, but I know I moved kind of fast through it. What do you want to add?
Plus any other personal effects they might have in there, so they have a weapon
to defend themselves with that if Papillon
becomes. Yeah, absolutely. We have a caller, too. No planes. We just added you to the call. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing good. Haven't heard you guys in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a little hiatus. We had a lot of stuff going on personally for a little bit, and then I had technical issues since 9/11 trying to get a anniversary show up. My service crashed, and I couldn't get in work until yesterday. But now we're back, so we figured we'd do the 9/11 show since we missed out, you know?
I think we all got to give a big hand to the people that pulled off 9/11.
Well, I don't know about a big hand. Maybe like a big fuck you.
They understood human nature better than anybody. When they knew that people saw those planes hit the towers, they were...
Oh, the COINTELPRO is amazing.
They were home free.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off again. Go ahead.
Anyways, that's all I've been saying. Well, they, you know, it's kind of strange because at work you get a lot of people that come and go where I work. And I got this new guy. He was, he used to work for the EPA and the TSA. He's very educated. And we were talking 9/11. We both agreed it was an inside job. I told him it was all fake. He's kind of sitting on the fence on that. Then I started talking about the moon hoax, and he started thinking I was an idiot.
Oh, man, and all you got to do is, I mean, the moon hoax, after studying 9/11, the moon hoax took less than a week, you know? I don't want to be modest, but, I mean, it took me like 2 or 3 days to realize this shit's bullshit.
He's got a degree in political science and in history, and he's laughing at me like other people would laugh at him talking about 9/11.
So, yeah.
You know, when people are convinced of what they saw on TV, man, they're talking long gone. You can't reach only a very few. You read the Moondog people blog, you'll be convinced of the minute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I watched the three-part documentary that was real good there. Yeah, Doc Mission 1, 2, and 3, and then the other one there with the something funny happened on the way to the moon, and the other one there when Buzz Aldrin gets punched by the guy that made the funny thing on the way to the moon. Those three... Go ahead.
Survive on this planet would not let you be convinced by the government to leave the next fucking capsule to send you to the moon. You would get somebody else to do it. You're born with the instinct to survive, and you would never do that. You would never volunteer. You wouldn't even take the order.
No.
You know, people trekked out across the United States and ran into fucking quicksand and died, you know?
It's pretty sad how people will know that the government, you know, will scam you. They'll scam you with taxes, and they'll do, you know, all this other shit with law with you. But they don't think that the government and the media could be in coercion and do shit like this. And really, dude, like, honestly, I didn't start researching things till 3 years ago, and I've learned a lot. And I know the same thing with my partners here, you know. I mean, James has been doing it for a real long time, and, you know, Justin longer than me also, but... I mean, in just a few years, if you put your mind to it, put some time into it, there's so much information out there that you could find out if you can use a little bit of discernment, make sure you back up your sources and you know, double and triple check everything. You can really teach yourself, you know, more in a few months than you learn in freaking 12 years of school, you know what I mean? I mean, you learn nothing but bullshit in school. And the whole 9/11 thing is like, it's so crazy the way they did it because it's like, it's almost taboo. You can't discuss it with people. I've lost friends over it, family, uninvited to Christmas. Everybody knows the whole story. You know, we'll get into that after. And once I started talking about the no planes and the, not even the no planes, but once I started talking about media fakery videos and I was showing them to a certain person in a forum, I started getting attacked there, and then other forums like September Clues, Let's Roll, Judy Woods was attacking me. They published my personal address and phone number online and everything, and like they were muting me on the phone. All types of unethical shit because they have no defense for the no plane thing. They even had, okay, and I called Jim Fetzer out on this, okay? I don't know if you heard, did you hear the Ace Baker fake suicide? Okay, so the Ace, they have Ace, Ace Baker's out there. For those of you that don't know, he is one of supposedly the people pushing that, you know, video composites were used for the airplanes, but he won't go as far as to say that maybe the buildings were also CGI. And what he does is he goes on Jim Fetter's show and he starts crying. I'm going to play the call actually because it's so funny. He goes on there and he starts crying about how he made my kids this and that, and then he ends up committing suicide and blowing his brains out, but it was fake. And he did it to make no planers look bad. And that's what they do. They had this guy, Nico Haupt, who they had laying in the middle of New York getting waterboarded, screaming, I'm a no planer. They had that lady, Rosalie Grable, who looked totally, totally crazy. And that's what they want you to, that's what they want you to think about no planers. You know what I mean? That's what they want you to think. And then instead of people, you know, taking our word a little bit, you know, I'm kind of insulted. Like, I understand a stranger not, but like when a personal friend won't take fucking 10 minutes to just please look at something I'm trying to show you, I mean, it's pretty insulting. You know what I mean?
Well, they're worried about what everybody else is going to think of them, and that's how their human nature. They understand. That's why.
But why are so many people like that? Why can't they just be like me and not care what people think about you? You know?
That's the trick. That's how they got you. Most people are going to ostracize you because they're afraid of what other people, their peers, are going to think of you. That's probably right to the heart of it. You know. Ace Baker. Somebody, I heard a show a while back, and somebody thought Ace Baker was actually the guy that was involved in making you see the planes going to the towers for real on that day, because he said that, I don't know where it was, he said that Ace Baker did that video, and it's so complicated to make that work. They figured it was Ace Baker involved in doing the fake fucking video on 9/11.
I've even been accused of it myself.
You know, you gotta be suspicious of that. I saw that video that he made of how they fucking used the fucking Photoshop. You gotta be a fucking ace at fucking Photoshop to do that. I mean, you gotta be fucking, it's not that easy.
I mean, they didn't do the best job, but it was more of like a movie studio than Ace Baker with a laptop. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, obviously, what no planes are saying, though, is if he works for them, you know, then it's very possible. I mean, you know, the guy is definitely a nerdy-looking guy. I don't know if there's any veracity to the claim, but... You know, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you know, nowadays it's what they do. They love, you know, shoving it back in your face by the same people that perpetrated this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like the Alex Trump show. He's always dragging all these fucking so-called CIA analysts and putting them on fucking... Well, those are the guys that are behind them.
Yeah.
Right, not to mention his little ties to intelligence agencies.
Yeah, to everything. Yeah, exactly.
Just take a look at Texas all by itself. You got Austin, Texas is the master headquarters for the IRS. Fucking Houston, Texas is the headquarters of the Department of Education. Dallas, Fort Worth is the fucking headquarters for the fucking Department of Treasury. You got fucking, they killed Kennedy down there. Dude, everybody during Waco was from the fucking city of Waco. All the people from the IRS, the head of the IRS, head of the FBI, head of the CIA, they were all from Waco, Texas.
Yeah.
So Alex Jones, I guarantee you, works for the government. Or he has a
He absolutely works for, absolutely. He's absolutely doing his job.
To be suspicious of.
Oh, I agree, especially that area.
I totally. I mean, if you look at a good amount of the, well-paid alternative media sources, so many of them come out of the Austin, Texas area. I've heard a lot of rumors even linking a lot of them to Scientology. I haven't been able to really, you know, it's just a claim. And it does make you wonder, though. I mean, obviously, a lot of them... a lot of those guys won't touch certain topics either. So I mean, you know, who knows? I mean, that's just a shot in the dark claim. But I mean, it would make sense with the tax thing and everything else. And you know, what if they're really just using the libertarian movement for their own little goals? I mean, obviously, you know, we have a lot bigger force to play with the organized, jury and. You know, the Vatican and everything else. I mean, you know, but still, Scientology is their little offshoot, you know. It's kind of fits into their New Age religion.
Can I play that interview real quick before we get off of No Plane thing too much? For the people that didn't get to hear it, I got the Ace Baker thing finally queued up. I want everybody to hear it just so they have an idea of, I know most of the people listening probably heard it, but it's only 2 minutes. Just to get an idea of the agenda that's out there to make the people that believe that there were no planes used to make them look crazy. And I called Fetzer out on this. I called him out. I said, Jim, so you had no idea that Ace was going to do that on your show? Oh, I had no idea. I thought it was bona fide and I thought it was legit. I called California Highway Patrol, like Chips. Jim lives in Minnesota. Why wouldn't he just call 911? What's he doing with Chip's phone number? Like, that's like me calling Justin's local police if he had a heart attack on air. Like, I don't know the goddamn number down there. he's in there with, what's that guy's name? Emilio Estrada. He's in love with him or something. He's obsessed with him. But I'm gonna play that clip real quick because I want you guys to hear the agenda. Yeah, Eric Estrada. There's a lot more. And, you know, we're going to play a few more clips later. We're going to try to do mostly talking tonight. But we do have a few 5 or 10 minute clips that we're going to play during the show. Mostly instead of commercials. Stuff that you guys need to hear. But you guys definitely need to hear this. It's 2 minutes and 1 second. And this is Ace Baker on The Real Deal. Same show that I was on with Jim Fetzer. He had Ace on one night. And Ace just acted like a total psychopath. And he did nothing to make the no-plane movement look good at all. That's for the damn sure. Now, I'm going to play that right now, and we'll be right back in 2 minutes.
And I was like, all right, I'll go, you know, because, like, her motherfucker
wants to make me. I'm like,
fucking.
So it's really
gross. Chill Town and Fred.
Ace, I care so much about your work.
About me, and I can't take it anymore.
Ace, I care so much about your work.
Just... Stop doing 9/11.
Ace, look. Listen to me a second. People who are very original in the field are often not appreciated at the time. I have so much confidence in your work that it's a prominent part of the new book I'm editing on the 9/11 controversies. I feature you regularly on the program.
Save my daughters. You know, girls, I love you, and I know that 9/11 has taken a lot of me away from you, and I'm sorry for that, and I hope that someday that you'll forgive me for that. And to my wife, Claire, I just want to say that I love you, and I'm sorry. I'm really sorry for everything. And to my parents, Mom, Dad, I miss you, and I want to come home.
We need you, Ace. We need you. I need you. The world needs you. These are temporary problems. Innovators in their field are frequently unappreciated. My God, Galileo was subjected to an inquisition, prosecuted by the church. Galileo, for God's sake.
I'm coming home.
All I have to say to that is, oh my God, how over the top and stupid and ridiculous sounding does that make all of us sound? Absolutely ridiculous. And that's what they do with the no plane. And it doesn't stop there. They had like 3 or 4 main characters. They floated out there. They made them all look like Tony Looney bins, like this guy. Really, guys, even if you don't believe shit we're saying right now, I know most of you probably do. You wouldn't be on the show. You wouldn't be in our Facebook groups or whatever. But even if you don't, just please study the video evidence and use some common sense. Some of the stuff is like Nintendo 64 graphics. I mean, it doesn't even match up to the quality of movies around that time. And I don't know, James, you haven't talked much. You want to talk a little bit about the predictive programming that was going on for years? Yeah, movies, Beavis and Butthead, Armageddon, all that stuff. Yeah, I'll try and get our thread while you describe it. I'll try and grab our thread on it while you're talking about it.
The World Trade Center was not.
It is funny. Like, I know he's better off to, like, try and let the situation fizzle down and let it be as but, like, you can't just let somebody punk you all like that. I punked him out fucking big time.
The Empire State Building or Eiffel Tower or even the Leaning Tower, perhaps, you know.
Oh, absolutely not.
People that believe it wasn't that famous. And,
James, I don't want to cut you off while you're talking. While you're talking, there's the link for them right there in the thread. If they want to click on, in the chat box, if they want to click on that while you talk, all the things you're talking about are in there. The Armageddon, the Beavis and Butthead, all the stuff you're talking about is pretty much in there if they want to take a look at it, or if you want to look through there while you talk. The link I just threw in the chat box. They even have, the cartoons of Beavis and Butthead dressed as Arabs with, like, wraps on their head and everything, flying around each tower of the Trade Center in airplanes with a bomb in each hand. I mean, like, how much more blatant can it be? And Justin, you said that was one of the first times they were called Al-Qaeda, correct? I heard that from you on a show I was listening to today earlier. Justin, maybe he stepped away.
You know,
Al-Qaeda
really means, right, Al-Qaeda means the local.
When you get here, when you pull up, you think you're driving to Dunkin' to get a coffee.
Yeah.
The database, the base.
All right, cool. Just
inside military intelligence. It's just the local. There is no terror group called Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, and guys, I've done a lot of, I did a lot of shows the last few years. A few of them we had, I was on a few other people's network that definitely do have, thousands of people listening, so there were a lot of people that heard it. And time again, I've challenged, these alleged victims' families to come forward. And, I'll interview you, I'll talk to you, whatever, And one guy even said to me, Brian, you're liable for a lawsuit. They could take you to court and sue you. And I was like, actually, rest in peace, Kevin Smith. He's passed on now. I was on his show. And he said that to me. And I was like, Kevin, well, in order to do that, they would have to take me to court and prove that these people existed. I think that's the absolute last thing that they want to do. They're not going to confront me, Instead, they're going to censor us like they have, like they shut down our Facebook group, Which was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. It just sucks that, an event like this. Okay, yeah, they fooled us. They used it for war. They're murdering, millions of people all over the world. And all these suckers over here think that we're like the protectors of the world. And really, we're the terrorists. Sorry, we are. Not to say I'm not patriotic or I don't love my country. But I certainly don't love their actions with the shit that they do. I mean, it's kind of hard to be patriotic, I guess, saying that. I mean, you know, I mean, it's just, it disgusts me. It disgusts me, and people buy it up just because if they see it on the news or they hear it in school, they believe it's true. And if you get it off the internet, you're a wacko, and the internet's full of bullshit. But sure, the internet's full of a lot of bullshit, but it's full of a lot of real shit, too. And if you have some common sense and some discernment, and you have the time, and you have other people that you connect with, this is why I try to connect with guys like you, so we can all put our minds together and figure this stuff out. And some of it's just obvious. It's obvious there were no planes. There's some things, we're not going to say we know everything about 9/11. I'll admit right now, some of the things I don't know right off the bat, so people don't think, oh, this kid thinks he's a know-it-all. Okay, I know that all the plane crash footage is fake. The tower collapse footage, I'm not sure. I think it's probably fake because it's so uniform and so fast. It could be real footage, though, just of an empty building being collapsed. I'm not really sure, you know? I'm not 100%. I could go either way. Do I think all the other video was fake? No. I think most of the video was fake, but I think there were definitely some staged street interviews.
Blown up, I think, or more after the animation, because that's the situation where
their fucking
demolition failed, the whole thing would go down the drain for the day.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be over with.
And it was just so symmetrical and dramatical that it was like it was a special effect, you know what I mean? Just think of how, like, perfect and how quick it came down. It just seems to me like it was faked. But I don't have... You know what I mean? Like, with the planes, I'm sure. We have so many images and so many videos where we're sure. And it's just, my mind wants to tell me the collapse footage is fake, but I can't prove it, and if you can prove it otherwise, sure, I'd love to look at it. I would. But I think it's fake. But no, I'm not sure about that. But I'm pretty damn sure nobody died. I'll bet anything nobody died in those buildings. It was a friggin' scam. It was a scam. It wasn't just people didn't die on a couple of the planes. No, people were not in those buildings. Why? Just, again, I know I already made the point. Why isn't there a video of anybody exiting the towers? 52 amateurs all just simultaneously shut off their cameras for a whole hour while people ran around like crazy and they didn't film none of it? None of it? Media capital of New York, none of the reporters filmed none of it? All the helicopters in the sky. Nobody filmed anybody exiting the towers? We're really supposed to believe that. We're the crazy ones. We're the crazy ones if we don't believe that. Are you kidding me? That's absurd.
That's all you ever saw was like the top half of the towers all day.
Dude, if my apartment building, which is two or three floors, was burning for an hour and people were running out of it, you'd probably have video of it on YouTube in like 3 hours. You probably see me running outside with my dog.
You know, there's not one aerial shot of the base, you know.
Not one.
Helicopters flying around not one.
There is not one video of all these people exiting the towers. There's one video of that black guy and lady coming through a doorway, which you don't really know if it's the towers, and they're just dusty, and that's it. That's the only video that's anything like that. There is no video of thousands of people streaming out of these towers. It just doesn't happen. And then the other thing is the timeline I want to talk about real quick. A lot of people don't mention this. The timeline was very clever because now people would think, well, why didn't Osama bin Laden, you know, thinking that he did it, you know, that's what they think. Why didn't Osama bin Laden hit the towers, you know, later in the day when there were more people? Why so early, 8:45, 9:03, or, you know, 8:46, whatever it was? Well, the tourist attractions, which were open, not to raise suspicion, were on the roof, you know. They didn't open till 9:30. So if you do the attacks at 8:45 and 9:03, guess what? You can close the tourist attractions because of the attacks, and there's no suspicion as to why you're turning people away. They're not in on it. Regular tourists, right?
Now, well, that place is probably roped off. Nobody even got near the front door of that place on that morning.
No.
I guarantee you, nobody even got near the front door.
No.
Nobody went in there. Those places, those buildings were probably emptied out a long time ago.
And then look at the debris pile. I mean, that just goes to prove that, you know, a lot of that building really was hollow and was never completed. Because they were...
Wood came in
Yeah, and that's when she came in and tried to say everything got evaporated, and then I don't know if you heard my calls with her, but we're going to play one or two of them later on. I challenged her, and she did not like it. And she says to me, she doesn't deal in theory. She only deals in empirical evidence. So everything she says is empirical evidence, and a DEW weapon, which we've never seen or seen in use, isn't a theory. Are you fucking kidding me, lady? And she went on to tell people, because I didn't call her Dr. Judy, and I called her Judy, because that's her name. Like, I called Justin Justin and James James. She said that only 10-year-olds do that, and I'm doing that to discredit her. And Peter Santilli said I was running a PSYOP on America, and then they went online and posted my home address, cell phone number, on beforeitsnews.com and told people to come get me. The guy who's saying nobody died on 9/11. That's pretty ethical of a radio host, huh? And a supposed PhD or whatever the hell she is. Some degree that she bought. These degrees don't impress me, the guys. I know you guys are in agreement with me, or most of you guys are. You PhD, whatever the hell you got, you know what? You paid for that degree. I don't care. Are you smart or are you an idiot? Are you book smart? Because that really doesn't mean shit these days. And I'm cussing a lot tonight. I'm sorry for new people that aren't really into that, but I'm pissed off right now. Oh, no, she has it. She has it. You should have heard when I called the second time. And she was on the Santilli show, and Santilli's like, okay, we're going to open up the phone lines. And then Anzi's like, who's this? I'm like, this is Brian Stavely from The Real News Online. He's like, okay, we're going to have to go to a break. And I'm like, what? All right. Thanks a lot, buddy. He actually called himself the Howard Stern of alternative media. Nobody even knows who the guy is. Yeah, yeah, I saw that too. I saw that too. It's all a charade. Yeah, I was on the late night in the Midlands. She was on there. So, and I was calling her out in a group, and so people in the group were like, well, you don't have the balls to call her on the phone. She's on late night in the Midlands right now. I'm like, you don't know who you're talking to. So I called her right up on the phone, and they started muting me and all sorts of tricks. They acted like they hung up on me, like I got disconnected, but in reality, they put me on hold and like took another caller and then put me back on and said, oh, Brian's back. And then before I could make my point, they muted me out again. They kept playing with the mute button. It was unbelievable. And then that Santilli guy, when he published my address online on Before It's News, like 200 people went on there and slammed them in the comments and challenged them to come on this show. And he wanted nothing to do with it. He thinks he's this big-time ex-military tough guy. Like, I would honestly just, like, you know, I know it's not very professional, but I'd like to kick the shit out of that guy. Sorry. The longer this show goes, the more professionalism I'm losing, it seems, but I'm getting pissed off. But hey.
What network is he on now?
He's on Gorilla Radio or something, right? Is that what he's on, guys?
I'm not even sure, to be honest. I know that they... I know he's been off of so many... I know American Freedom Radio kicked him off. I know Hatchet Penry left him because of, you know, the same type of, you know, stuff. But I think he might be on that MSI, which is like a Ireland or Scottish station or something like that, which like, you know, it has a lot of Americans. That, like, they restream. Like, we could even get restreamed on there probably if we wanted to.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know. Let me Google it for a second, actually, while you guys are talking.
Why don't you Google it for a second. We're going to take a quick break. You guys are listening to Dose of Reality Radio. If you guys want to hang on the phone lines, that's more than cool. Whatever you guys want to do. Anybody else that wants to call in, the number is 978-735-2224. 978-735-2224. Or you can Skype The Real News Online, free anywhere in the world if you have Skype. Just wait till after the break to do it, because I won't be here to answer the phone. All right? So just stick with us, and we will be right back in about 4 minutes, guys. Thank you.
Shit on tapes, like you busting grapes. Think you holding weight, then you haven't met the apes.
Of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, along with Justin Cook and James Sloan, my two co-hosts. We have a couple callers on the line, and we're discussing 9/11. We're a few weeks late on it because we had some technical issues. We were talking about the no plane theory, which is much more than a theory. There were no planes on 9/11. I have some excellent videos I want you guys to watch. If you guys go to the 9/11 anniversary page right next to the Dose of Reality page like I was talking about, if you scroll down a little bit to the one that says 9/11 Evening News, it's in the right column. It's about the third video down. The first one might not be displaying. Third or fourth video down. It says 9/11 Evening News. It shows you what is allegedly a live shot. Now, as we know, it's probably a CGI type of shot that was, you know, or prefabricated type of shot done ahead of time or whatever. They just put a live banner on it. But it's the same network. And what they show you live, they show you the explosion, and there's no plane. And then at night when they show you the plane, there's actually the whole background of the Hudson River and all the boats are whited out. But the plane and the towers are there. Now you tell me what camera effect or lens effect or whatever kind of crazy excuse you can come up with explains that and how that's not a computer-generated image. Because I would love to hear it. Anybody got anything on that?
You got the echo on.
Hang on. On the video right here, the one that shows the live shot and there's just an explosion, but in the evening shot, the same shot, there's an airplane, but the Hudson River is completely whited out. You know which one.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've seen all types of, different things to try to make them appear as different shots and, different types of masking going on.
It's in the chat, guys. Check it out. Play that video. You can even just play it right in the chat box and look at it. It's the same video synced at the same time. And you can see there's just an explosion on the left shot. And then in the evening news, when they replayed it, they added an airplane, but the whole background's missing. The whole Hudson River and all the boats are missing. They just white it out. And just an airplane and a tower are there. Tell me what type of camcorder does that again? Because I'm really confused. I've never seen one like that, But I don't know. I feel like I've been hogging more airtime than anybody here. I mean, James, you want to get in on this or? Is he here, James? How about no planes? You here?
I'm here. I mean, we can get into, anything, even the numerology of 9/11. I mean, there's so much of it, where they just kind of were letting their buddies know that it was, type of an inside job. I mean, as far as just also to make it their own little ritual. I don't know if you wanted to stay on the stay on this thing or whatever. I don't know. I'm just thinking off of the top of my head. What else we can talk about?
Yeah, go ahead. Get into a little bit. If you want to, I got the plane kite steal video. I can play that and you can describe it.
With that, just throw in the chat if someone wants to watch it, they can. No sense really playing it over the air. I think, as far as it goes, that was definitely, a total ritual, done. Really just to take those kids' energy, and put it towards this, this evil little ritual thing. Getting into it though, we have a lot of symbolism right off the bat. Flight 11, 11 is really the number of. It's just like 33, 11, 3, 5. There's a lot of them. A lot of them are Kabbalistic as well. But getting down to it, we also saw the 11 with the two towers. Each one was, if you look at it like that, one is one, the other one. Building 7, which we've heard so much about, not only is it 7, which is another Kabbalistic, master number, whatever. Was also named the Solomon Brothers Building. Now, for those of you that have studied the occult, have learned probably about Solomon's Temple, which was really the beginning, as far as biblical times, was known as the place. Solomon was one of the first magicians. He was one of the first to engage in that sort of. Stuff he had hundreds of wives and was, very into the Kabbalah and everything else and to, mysticism. There's, 175, you add that up, that's 13. you know, 77. Again, double seven. Seven's another massive number. I forget the exact reason for it, but you could also see George H.W. Bush wearing hats that say 77 on them. You know, this is going way back, you know, not anything new. And that has to deal with the Knights Templar. You know, so, I mean, it's really just sinister. The 93 is getting into Aleister Crowley stuff. 93 is the number for what the hell is it called? OTO, the Ordo Templi Orientis. And 93 is the number that stands for their, you know, their code to each other, which is 939393. And that stands for, I believe, do what thou will, shall be the whole of the law. And then, you know, Thelema, Agape, you know, all these things that are expressed throughout OTO. Was over in Italy at the same time, you know, not too long before she was pregnant with Aleister Crowley, who was known to, you know, indulge in sex rituals and everything else. So much, I mean, you know, also to get down to plane strikes, 903, there again, we see the 93 come up, you know, it's... There's so much of it, and like Brian was saying, you know, the video with the plane mustard steel thing. You know, and all this is just like, it's like anything else, when people talk about, you know, you go to a rock concert, and these people are, you know, involved with the same stuff. You know, a lot of people think that it's, you know, it's garbage, it's just, you know, it's very...